Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Petaluma Christian boys and girls bowling teams, Rod Blanc, powered by Hy-Vee. Rod, thanks for joining us. And overall, a season that the Eagles feel really good about. May not have always resulted in a win on a Saturday or a Monday or whichever day you guys were competing, but overall, a good season nonetheless.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I agree. We had a pretty good season. We had some highs and lows and mediums but all told, I think we did pretty well this year.
And just looking at this team too, we talk about it. Let's start with the girls side of things. I know that things got kind of difficult there for the girls just because of the numbers aspects of things. Had some injuries, illness, winterum, you name it. You guys kind of dealt with it. And at times this year, you just kind of had to go with what you had with maybe four or five girls in a meet. I think even a meet with three girls or something like that. But you just look at the way that this team kind of battled through that adversity. What could you say about the way that the girls kind of handled that in stride this year?
Yeah, I think the girls had a really good attitude all season long. We had there was three or four meets where we only had four girls. I think one, maybe two, we had five, which is enough. But having six on the squad in total was, I would have loved to have a few more that we could have, shuffled things around a little bit. But overall, they did real well together. They supported each other. Attitude was good the whole season long, and even a couple of high scores during the matches. So I was real pleased.
And we're not going to move away from the girls 100%, but I do want to touch on the boys here real quick before I kind of come back and talk about the two groups together. The boys, a team that, they had a little bit more in the numbers, so they didn't necessarily have to worry about three, four people just bowling in one meet or anything like that. But overall, a team that didn't return a ton of experience. They were about half and half, I feel like, this year. But you look at what they were able to do, kind of a steady year for them of just constantly growing and getting better at the game.
Yeah, last year we only had nine guys, I believe, which was a little unfortunate. This year we had 22, so that was a big difference. Was able to get everybody in at least three or four meets, going to a dual meet rather than all the schools in the conference at one time was a big plus for us. So I had, the six guys, six high average bowlers on varsity, and then sometimes two sub-varsity teams. So we've got a lot of games in this year, and we had, gained some good experience.
And as we look at these two teams kind of together now, I will come back because there's one specific thing I want to ask about the boys. But when we look at these two squads, one of the things that I know we highlighted before we started the interview was just the constant growth and the improvement that the kids made in their game. You look at the scores, the girls consistently seem like to get those scores just a little bit higher each time they bowled. And some of that, is the addition of another bowler, but also just those numbers continue to climb. And same thing with the boys. I mean, they had a 23-06 late in the season against the Newton squad. Unfortunately, Newton sets a school record that day, but just constant improvement in terms of your scores all season long.
Yes. Looking at the girls' scores, all six of them improved their average throughout the season. So, that's a great thing to see. And most of them had a higher average in the meets than they did in the total. So the meet averages was really good, I think, as far as the girls go.
And with the boys as well, the same thing. I mean, just the numbers just steadily climbed all season long. You look at that, especially at the end of the year, I look at it, and you guys kind of hovered around 20 to 21, 100 for a score throughout the meets. And then you got into January 11th there against Bondurant Farrar, and it was 22-23. Overall, just some really good scores towards the end of the season for the boys as well.
Absolutely. Again, with the averages, we had 22 guys on the squad, and 16 of them improved their averages, and you know, boy, it's hard to complain about stuff like that.
Yeah, I can imagine so. And again, we're talking to Rod Blanc, head coach of the Pella Christian bowling teams here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. One thing that's unique about the boys that we didn't get a chance to talk about during the season, but was very unique, and I'm sure not something that happens every 2-3 years. It's probably more of a maybe once every couple decades, where the conference meet takes place after the district meet. Probably kind of a weird thing as a team to kind of talk about, kind of plan for. What was that like, kind of strategizing with the guys now that you know, it's basically like we've got districts in and now we got to go compete for the conference meet because of a cancellation.
Yeah. The snow day, the week before was unfortunate, but, you know, obviously safety is important. So we, you know, ADM and Ballard had to come the farthest distance, and they had worse weather up there than we had around here. So, but you know, if we don't have everybody at the meet, then it's not really a conference meet. So it was good that we waited. Although I lost one of the guys because they had planned a trip because there wasn't going to be anything going on bowling, and then it turns out that we had to come back and bowl. So. But they couldn't cancel the trip. So it was, we just went with five that day. And you know, overall, I think those five guys did pretty well.
I would agree. It looked like they'd had a pretty good meet there. And you just look at the way that this team was kind of set up this year. We've talked about that improvement and what they were able to do to kind of get those scores. What was some of the key aspects where you felt like there was a lot of growth with both the boys and the girls teams this year that allowed them to make those strides forward as a team, see those level of improvement, and be able to set themselves up to come back next year in a better spot than where they maybe started this season?
Right. Yeah. You know, I keep track of averages all season long, and Ethan Clausen actually didn't start bowling on the varsity team with one of the high six averages until about halfway through the season. And overall, he improved his average almost 40 pins over last year. So that was incredible. You know, Andrew and Coton ended up with a high average for the season, but he actually did better in total than he did in meets. So I'm hoping next year he can focus a little more and get that turned around some.
And that would be good. And when you just look at like the things that get practiced, were there things that you kind of saw that kind of changed, whether that be, you know, just approach to each game, if you will, the way that the kids kind of attacked it, the way that they, you know, read the lane, maybe a picking up spares, things like that. Was there kind of an aspect within the meets that you kind of noticed that the team constantly got better at throughout the season?
Actually, one of the since we have to go to Oskaloosa to practice, we had a pretty steady bus driver for practices, and he told me one time toward the end, he says, "Boy, these guys have improved a lot from the first practice until whatever day he mentioned that," and they did. They all focused a little more. Obviously, we still miss some spares. I do that myself, and that's just the way the game works sometimes. But the comment that he made was all of these kids improved noticeably during the season. So that's something we can build on for next season.
Absolutely, and you look forward to next season. You mentioned a bigger group for the boys this year, so likely going to be some familiar faces back around next year for the girls. You know, it's a little bit of a smaller group with just one senior, but overall, when you look towards next season, what's the thing you're most excited about with the group that'll be coming back and, you know, some of the new faces that'll be joining them next year potentially, and what this team could do going into the 2025-2026 season?
Yeah, actually, we lose two girls this year to graduation. I had I don't know whether I had her email or address wrong or just what happened, but I found out almost at the end of the season that she's a senior, and so I'm losing both my international students from the girls squad, and from the guys, you know, like I said, we've got 22 guys, but 10 of those are graduating. So, but we've got a good foundation for next season. So I'm hopeful that, you know, with the experience we've had over the last several years, that we'll be even more competitive this coming season than we were this year.
Absolutely. Coach Blanc, appreciate the time as always. Wish you well in the off season. I know that you won't stay idle very long. You'll get to bowling yourself, and I know you've been bowling throughout the season, but appreciate the time as always, and have a great off season.
All right. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. That was Rod Blanc, head coach of the Pella Christian Bowling Teams, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, recapping the 2024-2025 season.